The IAB presents the Simplify and Inspire podcast.
How do we make it simple?
Try to stop a lot of the buzzwords.
A chance to change the way a whole industry works.
For more information, visit iabaustralia.com.au.
Welcome to the IAB Simplify and Inspire podcast. You have a new host today. Vijay Solanki is off and has given me the microphone. So my name is Gay Leroy and I'm the Director of Research at the IAB. And I'm joined by two guests today. We have Monique Perry, who's head of media at Nielsen, and Alex Smith, who's digital product leadership for Nielsen for Australia, New Zealand, and Japan. Welcome, guys.
Thank you, Gay.
Thanks, Gay.
We're going to spend a little time today talking about a very exciting upcoming launch in the audience measurement space. Coming up in just over a week, we're launching digital content ratings. Monique, what are the launch plans that you've got lined up for the market?
So we're really excited to be launching digital content ratings in the Sydney market on the 25th of July, and we'll all be down in Melbourne on the 27th of July. So very excited about this coming up soon.
So does that mean the data will be live for clients on the 25th?
Yeah, so we'll be doing a launch event. There'll be data live at that time. We'll be excited about taking the market through the methodology and some of the initial findings from the data.
So, Alex, for those who aren't close to what digital content ratings is, could you just give a little bit of background on what's coming to market and what data will be available for clients?
Sure. So digital content ratings is really the next big evolution in the digital audience measurement story in Australia. It's something that we've been working on for a long time in combination with the IAB. And really what it's doing is it's layering in daily audience measurement alongside the digital ratings monthly that we're all familiar with and that we launched in this market last year. We're now layering in that daily audience view in the Australian market. What that also enables us to do for the first time is bring together our text and our video measurement. So we will have a single source of that data that clients can use and they can compare and they can understand the nuances in those audiences each day. And that's going to be a big step forward.
Okay. And we in Australia, we like to be slightly competitive and sporting. Monique, what's different, I guess, about the Australian market to what you've seen in other markets in your life with Nielsen?
So, look, digital content ratings in the Australian market, this is going to be the first time that we launch that across all areas of content. So it'll be, you know, text content and video and audio content. So we're very excited about launching that first. The Australian market has a long history of playing team sports with Nielsen in terms of collaborating and cooperating on tags and implementing tags. Digital content ratings is an evolution in that. And so we will continue to have this team sport where publishers will implement this new, more sophisticated tagging technology that we have. We layer in a large third-party data provider, and we always calibrate and weight that against our media quality panels in this market. So we're pretty excited about launching the comprehensive digital content rating suite first in Australia.
So when you're talking about team sports, I guess from a audience measurement point of view, a lot of people think the need for passive measurement and third-party independent measurement. How does that work when you've also got publishers working with you on that? How do you maintain the independence and integrity of the data?
So I think with digital, there's so many more sites, the different types of content. It's a much more complex ecosystem to measure. And so we are calling on, I guess, all of the tools that we've developed at Nielsen. And one of those is implementing that tag. It is a Nielsen tag that we work with all of the publishers to implement in the same way. And then we're the independent verification of that tag. So it is still an independent source, but we do obviously need, you know, the cooperation of the publishers to implement that across all of their content.
Great. And I know you've had a chat to Vijay about the product before. Mm. I thought today we might just spend a little time on two of the new product features so we can really get a feel of what people are going to get their hands on in market in a week or so. So one of the areas that the new tag or SDK allows is what we're calling internally off-platform traffic. Can Alex, do you want to just explain, I guess, what off-platform traffic is and how it will come into play in DCR?
Yeah, so off-platform, you can really think of as two things. There's all of the social content that gets viewed within the social applications and social platforms, and then any other general in-app content as well that might be shared or consumed via third-party apps. So all of that content, which historically we haven't been able to measure when we're using panel-based approaches, we can now easily measure and address through the software development kit, the SDK, that Nielsen uses in DCR. And most importantly, we can also then attribute that content back to the publisher. So it can all be measured in a single way in the one spot.
Okay, so let's make that a little real. So if I run a news site, and I've got audience coming to my own site, what does this new tag allow me to include in my audience numbers?
Yeah, so if that audience is also sort of coming to your content through sharing of that on social platforms like Facebook or through Google search results that might be accessed through the Google search app, any of that content can now be measured within those environments and then linked back to the publisher, and that can sit alongside the content that's actually viewed on your own platform, on your own website, or on your own app, so you can get that total view. And we know that that's happening a lot more as this content is getting more and more fragmented across the different platforms, so it's increasingly important to be able to measure that and attribute it.
Because I think what we're layering in now is the ability to measure both. So if you think about digital ratings monthly, we're able to measure audiences at their destination. So if you're consuming content, whatever it is, within Facebook, you're counted in digital ratings monthly to that particular sort of end destination. And so that's how we've always measured it, and we've always counted audiences, if you like. And so that will continue to exist, so, you know, you understand where those audiences are at the destination. What digital content ratings allows us to do is now layer in an additional way of looking at that, which allows us to also count that back to the content, original content owner, if you like. When they cooperate and participate in the service. So it's broadening our view and allowing us to follow how consumers now are changing their behaviours and consuming content in multiple locations. So it's exciting.
Yeah, and I guess as well as the consumer side of things, it allows, I guess, publishers to play around with their own distribution strategies and work out what's working for them. And I'm presuming the agencies will be really interested in that information.
Yeah, I think this is the first time you've got the ability to take your direct audience or your audience on platform and then stitch that back together and deduplicate it with the audience that's consuming your content off platform. And it gives you that total view of audience. And you're also getting that on a daily basis. So you will be able to start to understand, you know, what that total audience looks like.
And that will be across different devices that will go across desktop, mobile,
and tablet. So, yep, digital content ratings will sit across all devices, mm-hmm. And all the content types. Providing, you know, obviously we need the cooperation of the publishers to join.
And I know we can't give any sneak peek of numbers, but I'm imagining that with the mobile skew for social and app behaviour, that there'll be some growth in mobile audiences.
Very strong growth in mobile audiences. And look, it's going to depend on the particular publisher as to what incremental audience they're going to see with social. So, you know, for some people who it's small, it might be 1% or 2%, and then you'll have publishers where it's, you know, 25%, 30% incremental audiences. So this will be exciting to have a look at those numbers. And
have you got that implemented in other markets in the world? Is that available?
So Australia is very much leading the way on digital content ratings, particularly from a text measurement perspective. We're very much at the forefront of this rollout globally. So there's a lot of things that we're having the first peek into in this market that I think a lot of other markets will be very interested and keen to look at as well. Digital content ratings itself exists in the US market and in Thailand. So it still is fairly early days, but Australia is definitely at the forefront of what we're doing in a lot of ways.
I do love how different markets, there's never any rhyme or reason often between any reason why Thailand's there.
So for Thailand, it was actually, and it's a similar thing we see in a lot of Southeast Asian markets, is a very mobile first approach to how consumers are now engaging with media. And digital content ratings is a very strong solution at measuring mobile. So it was really those two things coming together. The needs of the market there were very much centered around measuring this mobile piece, and digital content ratings was an effective effective way to do that.
So the other area I wanted to cover off a bit today was video measurement. And from my point of view, I guess it's the one other area that's been tricky to measure. And again, it comes back to this mobile piece in terms of it growing and also being harder to get inside that environment. What's the new product able to do for video, Alex?
Yeah, so there's really big steps forward on the video side. So mobile video, as we're all aware now, is such a huge part of content consumption from a video perspective. So what DCR is enabling us to do is measure that mobile video piece. So in two ways, not only at the individual entity level or publisher level, but also we're able to introduce a new total market line read for video, which is now inclusive of mobile content as well.
So what does that mean, total market line?
So what that means is basically that total helicopter view of the Australian digital video streaming universe. So everyone in the country who is viewing video online, whether it be on a computer or whether it be on a mobile device, we're able to now provide that total holistic view of how large that universe is, how engaged that universe is from a duration perspective.
Okay. And that's any video content that they consume on any site and in app as well?
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. So we should see a fairly significant increase. So at the moment, the number in market, so we've been looking at about 12 hours per person per month on desktop video, imagining that number with that increased mobile coverage should increase.
Absolutely.
You're not going to give us any sneak previews of the numbers, are you, Alex?
No, I think we'll have to bide our time until the 25th. But we're seeing from the preliminary data significant increases there in that mobile video engagement.
Yeah. Okay. Which makes sense because that's where increasingly this video consumption is happening.
And from my knowledge, so the digital content ratings in the States has been very video focused. Are there any learnings from that market in terms of how the video consumption's coming through, who's leading the way, or how agencies are using the video data?
Yeah, so what we've seen in the US market is, I guess, the real power of that daily story in video consumption. Obviously, video consumption is occurring in a broader context of the digital piece and the traditional TV piece. So it's really being able to map those two back together and the stories that we can take away from that in how people engage with video content differently on digital devices and how digital devices typically bring in a different type of consumer to what other devices do or traditional TV does. So there's been a lot of stories around the digital video consumer, how it is generally speaking a younger consumer, and how it is generally speaking as well a more engaged consumer from a time spent perspective. So that's where a lot of the focus has been in the US market, is around understanding the nuances in those consumers on the digital screens and how they might be different to how those consumers look on other devices.
We were really thrilled to see digital content ratings feature in the upfronts in the US this year. And it was very much, as Alex says, a complementary story. So, you know, the continued strength of the demographic of the TV audience and then the complementary strength of the digital video consumer being younger and driving a sort of a complementary story. So it's a thrilling for us.
So it's sort of what we've instinctively known for a fair while, but bringing that to a trading environment. Mm. So they are trading on this data and I guess patching their audience back together. So if we look at the common factor across the off-platform and the video, so the video is sort of adding in the broadcast piece that's been missing for a fair while, and the off-platform's sort of the new growth of digital.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're looking forward to seeing in this market. And I guess really allowing publishers more clarity as they try and monetize those off-platform audiences with an independent verification or audience measurement.
So before I go back and sort of get a few more details on the launch, I guess that leads us into the need for continual change and growth, because if we already think about what's missing, there's going to be continuing pieces that are missing from the puzzle. So connected TV, any new devices coming into play. How does Nielsen look at approaching
Yeah, I think change is the new normal for us, and that's not just new devices. It's even thinking about how we're looking at this data day to day. Publishers will change their relationships with off-platform providers, and they will either add them in or swap. You will find that there will be publishers who will add new areas of content in, and they will tag that new content, and that will start to flow into the reporting. So I think, really we're going to see continual change in the data as the market changes. And then from a Nielsen perspective, we have to continue to adapt to the next place consumers are going, and the next device, the next content type, the next browser, whatever it might be, we will have to continually change. I guess in this market, being able to work with the IAB on that and drive prioritization of that together has really led to us having the most sophisticated measurement for digital in the world. So it's exciting times.
Yeah, I guess the timing of adding anything new and making sure, I guess it's an equal playing field for everyone. You have to sort of pick the right time to go with that. Alex, from the new data that's coming through, and you've probably had a little bit of a chance to dig around in it, are there any exciting news stories? What are people going to find fun when the agencies and the publishers get their hands on this data? The analyst in you, what would you start digging around in?
Yeah, so I think the most immediate change is going to be this daily frequency. So being able to look longitudinally across day of week and then projecting that out over long periods of time to really start to understand those patterns in your audiences, if there even is a pattern. We might find in certain types of content it can be very erratic. In some, it's got a very distinct sort of ebb and flow day to day and week to week. So I think starting to build up that picture will be very powerful. Particularly from a publisher perspective, when it comes to how do we start to package up our inventory more effectively? How do we start to understand maybe a different audience that we're actually reaching on particular days that we weren't really seeing in that bigger monthly picture? So that's kind of one element to it. That obviously translates into an agency context as well, where you can now plan in far more granular ways. We've got, by virtue of the methodology, a lot more granularity in our ability to report audiences. So sample size is not an issue in the context of DCR. So agencies can look at that bigger picture of sites, big and small, and really understand their audiences down to that daily level. And I think that's going to be a big game changer when it comes to that holistic planning piece, is being able to look at that total breadth of the market at that very granular level. And it really is in that daily pattern of behavior where we can start to see some interesting trends and interesting implications on how things are planned.
I'm a little jealous because when I think back to my life working in a publisher, I guess both from the growing your own audience point of view, you'd often be interrogating what marketing plans were working and how you were trying to grow your audience and spend on social or search, and you could see traffic changes, but you didn't actually often know who. Were you hitting the younger ones or the older ones, or what different gender, were the right people coming through for your spend? So I think both from that growing the audience point of view and then being able to tell that story to an agency, I am jealous that this wasn't available a few years ago.
Yeah, and I think this gives everyone, both the buy and the sell side, the chance to analyze and pivot and change in a more dynamic fashion. And I think that's going to be really exciting in this space.
So let's talk a little bit about actual launch. And I guess there's Nielsen clients who you guys will be in touch with anyway, and then there'll be the market. In terms of rollout plans and training and getting people across the data, how are Nielsen going to support this? It's a big change in ratings. How are you guys going to support the market to make sure we all know what's going on?
We've got a very strong account management team. So we will be obviously using them with our clients and making sure that in the lead up to this launch coming up on the 25th, that everyone is aware, they understand, they know, I guess, what some of the key changes will be and what some of the exciting developments will be. Obviously, the press is another important factor. So we'll be working with them closely over the coming weeks to make sure that there again is awareness there, and we can start to really build out those positive stories around what this means for the Australian market, what this means for the plan and the sell side. that really big, strong audience story that we want to keep reiterating and how that is such a crucial step for digital in maintaining that audience and translating it to daily. So they're really the main ways that we're looking at engaging over the next few weeks.
And I think we'll add in, you know, there'll be online videos to look at. There'll be online training courses. We can do it face to face. There'll be leave behind documents. So we'll try and meet every possible type of, I guess, format for the delivery. This launch is also unique in the fact that we have engaged both agencies and publishers in the sort of preview to the launch. So we've gotten great feedback on, you know, what we need to think about in that training. And so we've been really grateful for the input and the time that both agencies and publishers have spent in the sort of preview to the launch event. So I guess that also allows us to be ready with the software providers and the, you know, the data formats that go direct into publishers and agencies. So I think there's been a lot of work done in the preview to this launch so that we're as prepared as we possibly can be for the actual launch.
And it will be interesting to see, I guess, how publishers promote their daily data. We're used to a nice, healthy competition each month, particularly in the news rankings. So I think it'll be interesting to see how people make the most of this data and how it's interpreted. And I guess it'll be up to Nielsen to police and to make sure everyone's using the data in the right way. So you guys will be very busy.
Very busy.
Thank you, guys. We're looking forward to seeing the data and Alex some exciting stories on the day. And thank you for both coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gay.
The IAB's Simplify and Inspire podcast. For more information, visit iabaustralia.com.au.